He was the last editor and publisher of the TAP newsletter in the 70s and 80s. Currently, he lives in Florida and has his own area code, which is 321 Liftoff, is his phone number. But there's many exciting stories to tell you. I will waste no more time. Chester Cattles.
Tell the story is that the 321 area code came about because I asked for it. I asked for it, they approved it, and therefore I figured it must be mine since I'm the one that asked for it. But I share. So it's not my area code exclusively, but I do consider it my area code. Hi, I'm Cheshire Catalyst, Richard Cheshire. I do have a website, CheshireCatalyst.com. If you then put /h2k2/direct.htn in all caps, you will find the notes for this particular lecture. And let's see, let's have the rounds to define Netscape. And I have done the alt view and increase font so that it can be legible in a big room here with my notes, which is going to be going through. So anyone on the internet is just catching the audio of this, will also be able to follow along with their web browser. It was written in Notepad, my favorite HTML editor. Thank you. And because it's HTML, it can be read in any browser. I happen to like that. As an old phone freak, I am embarrassed to say that in my day job, I am a directory assistance operator. I work for a third-party company that is hired by a large IXC, an inter-exchange carrier, whom I do not wish to identify. Sorry about that. People speak about lunch. Anyone who buys me lunch, I'll tell them who I work for. And I'm on a very limited budget. I need someone to buy me lunch. Day to day, you know what I do. I go, what city and listings, please? And it gives me just, what city, please? But somebody brought suit with the FCC, blah, blah, blah. The lawyers now say we have to say, what city and listings, please? To give the impression, so you now know, you get more than one listing per call. Now, my company actually doesn't work with just the one IXC. We've got a couple of companies we answer phones for. A nice bright pop-up screen comes up and gives us our answering phrase, so we know which one we're answering for this call. And it does change from call to call. We're a very flexible company, so if you're looking for a company that does do direct assistance services, just drop me an email, cheshire@2600.com, and I will send you along to our salespeople. We'll be very happy to find a direct assistance service that will work for your large IXC. And but you can get more than one listing now. So be sure you keep reminding the operator of that, because we used to just throw them to audio. We have a big yellow button that says off to audio, and off they go. And then you hear from Jane. Now, who knows Jane's last name? Jane Barbie of the Autocron Corporation of Atlanta, Georgia, which is now, I think, Telecommunication Electronics or some fancy name, at a different page. If you go to the CheshireCatalyst.com website, there will be a link to other URLs and a link to interviews with Jane Barbie, who was recently on the NPR radio program, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the News Quiz, which, as a new junkie, I was doing basically this Saturday. And Jane Barbie is the voice of very many voicemail systems and virtually all of the telephone company recordings of the last 40 or 50 years. So we will pass you off to Jane, who will be happy to tell you the telephone number at least twice, and then can return you to the direct assistance operator if you have a second listing that we've got to grab for you. We find that it's easier to give them what they want, not necessarily what they ask for. I want the airport in Podunk, and we don't know which airport that is. We just put in airport info, and usually it'll come up. Sometimes we have to search a lot for it, and it would be very nice if airport managers would put in the word airport as part of their listing and special number for info, so that we poor schmuck direct assistance operators can find the listing. This is the major message of my talk today. I'm not really talking to this audience, but to the internet audience, who I hope will be the corporate telecom managers, so they can figure out from my talk how they should list their company so that I and my 600 best friends in my call center alone can find them. And there are many other call centers around the nation. So we give them what they want, not necessarily what they ask for. They want a hospital. Well, if you don't tell me you want patient information, I'm going to give you the main switchboard number who will route you to patient information. But if I have to stop and ask you, that's going to burn up my time. ACHT, average call handling time. This is what we're rated on. And in my company, it's about to be what we get paid on as well. There is much grumbling in my company. But the floggings will continue until morale improves. So it's going to be the way of the world fairly shortly. But ACHT, average call handling time, the quicker we can find your number and throw you to Jane, the smaller our average call handling time will be, and the more calls we can take per hour. And that improves our productivity, etc. And we can take more calls and hopefully get more money because we get paid per call. Another thing is when they ask for a hotel, and I have three or four hotels in town. I want a Comfort Inn in Denver, for example. Well, I've got three or four Comfort Inns in Denver. Would you like the toll-free number? Perhaps they can help you. And if I can throw it to Jane with the toll-free number, that means it's on the list of the three different hotels in the Denver area and waste my time. I can reduce my ACHT. Now, another thing I want to do with this talk is give messages to others. For example, Christmas Day, we get a lot of calls. Now, coming up to Christmas, we have a lot of calls that eat our time because they want the addresses. Yes, we are required to give you addresses if we have them. Now, in rural small towns like Podunk, it might be just, you know, Jack Smith, Podunk, and there's no address given. But many times, we'll just say Highway 3, or whatever. We'll give you what we've got, but we just haven't always got it. A lot of times people don't want to list their addresses. They don't want their address in the phone book. And we only get what's in the phone book. When you go to get a new listing put in, when you move, when you call a telephone company, they take the information for the phone directory at that time. If you want extra listings, give them. If you want John and Jane Smith, tell them. And you may actually wind up with us. Some telephone companies enter it one way, some another. We'll sometimes get two listings with John dash Jane Smith, and then we'll get Jane dash John Smith. We'll show up twice. But this way, when they ask for Jane, we're looking for Jane at that point. We're looking at the front of the first name field. And if it's John and Jane, we may not find it the first two or three passes. And then if they mildly complain, we slow down. Oh, yes, there is a Jane Smith here. I'm sorry I didn't find it earlier. Here you go. Here's your number. And it's short of Jane. But on Christmas Day, I get the heartbreaker calls. And the heartbreaker call is the 9 or 10-year-old kid calling directory assistance in another city, because I can see the call ID number, I can see the call number of which area code they're calling from and to. Dad's out of town somewhere. They're looking for their father, and he's not published. I not only can't give him the number, I don't have him to give it if I want to. It has the letters NP for not published, where the telephone number would be. So the message to the deadbeat dad is go to the convenience store. Buy a $5 phone card. Go to a payphone that won't get traced back and call your kid on Christmas. I hate telling those kids that their dad is not covered. TDD operators, I have a message for them. The telecommunications device for the deaf is a wonderful machine. It allows a relay operator to collect information from the deaf person, speak it over the phone. The call party can then respond to the relay operator, who then types into what is basically a Model 15 telex machine or modern electronic equivalent. And the TDD device is pretty neat. When TDD was developed, taken from old military teletypes and put on acoustic couplers, you're probably going to use computer modems, which give a constant tone, and it shifts the frequency of the tone. With TDD, it uses a single tone in what's called on-off keying. It only sends a tone for a 1-bit, and silence for 0 bits and the space between letters and words. This means if you have a conference call with TDD devices, everybody can type and everybody else can hear and by viewing the little online display. And you can have multiple people on a party line because it works slightly differently from the way computer modems work. So TDDs are wonderful. But please, the TDD operators, collect your information from the TDD party before calling us. The usual procedure is to just carry on a conversation for that person. But please, try and reduce our ACHT, and we'll try and help you reduce yours. Small towns. If you're too small to have your own police force, take a couple of bucks a month and to list the local sheriff's department under the word police in your town. We, as direct assistance operators, get calls all the time. They want a sheriff in Podunk, and they're calling from New York. You know, they try to reach Aunt Millie for 3 or 4 days, and they need to send a cop out to knock on the door and make sure Aunt Millie is all right. But in Podunk, they're too small to have their own police force. The county sheriff does it. I have to stop and ask, do you know what county this is? Because our directory is listed by cities only. What I can do is I can put in the word county, throw it to the government listings and see if it'll come up with a county office in that town, give me a clue as to what county they're in. But that's because I'm a nice guy and I'll waste that kind of time, and my associate next to me may not, and just, I'm sorry, I get that information, thank you, click. And trying to reduce her ACHT. I can't blame them, but I'm an old phone freak. I always had that love-hate relationship with the Bell system. Loved the network, hated the bureaucracy, and that level of service, the universal service that Theodore Bale brought to the Bell system in 1912 was the spirit that the phone company is providing, not just a monopoly service, but a public service. And the public service is why they should have the monopoly. Okay, it was a political move, brilliant, but it inspired a spirit in the workers to provide service to the public, good service. And since I come from the phone-free community that loved that network, I go to great lengths to try and find numbers that sometimes just really aren't there. But I'll try. And I'll tell people, still checking, still checking, failing miserably, but still trying. And we're trying to inject some humor in the situation, but in a lot of cases, the number just isn't there. Big cities. Get your cops to list police, non-emergency, in big bold letters in the local book so that hopefully it will float to the top of our listings. It needs to be at the top of your big city police department listings in the phone book. That's the only way it migrates into the directories of the long-distance carriers, the IXCs, the inter-exchange carriers. Some cities have so many departments that we can't find the main listings because you've got all your precincts in there, and the word main is at the end. At a certain point, it lists alphabetically by department. And trying to find main number, we never look for the word info. So having the word info in there is a help also. But help us, please. We need the help so we can find your numbers. Department store managers. Take a survey of your customers. If you're a national chain, throw it to market research. How do they ask directory assistance for your store? Get listed that way. If your sign out front says Super K, if you've thrown millions of dollars across the company in this signage, why do you still only list yourself in the phone book as Kmart? I personally drive past the Kmart on my way to work and see the big K sign. I have figured this out. Not so many of my 600 best friends in my call center have figured this out. Some of them are giving knockdown reports. Transit companies. Please plainly list your route and schedule information under bus or transit. Okay, you've got a trendy acronym. You're the Denver Area Rapid Transit. You're DART. Cool. But direct resistance operators don't live in your town anymore. Even the ones that say their area code 303, I handle 303. I'm in 321. I don't know Denver. I happen to have checked up on this information, so I happen to know, but I now look for DART. My 600 best friends don't. We can listen, it says, bus, schedule. And then we can throw you phone calls. We won't give the not found that you may have heard rumors about that we're getting. Especially marking if it doesn't end in one or more zeros. Now, I'm the kind of operator that looks through a long list of numbers for a company, looking for all the zeros. The ones that end in double O or even triple O. Okay, main number. Throw that number to Jane. She's my really best friend. And Jane will get it. But when you've got a number like 718-217-5477, I'm supposed to know that this 5477 stands for LIRR, for the Long Island Railroad. Clever acronym for all the New Yorkers and all the guys on Long Island. But for us down in Florida, we got a couple of New Yorkers in the crowd, but we don't see the clever letters. We only get the numbers in our directories. We never give out the clever letters, even when we've got them. But I get somebody calling for a Holiday Inn to tell them just that 1-800-HOLIDAY. It's amazing how many people in this country have yet to figure out the little letters on the telephone dial and how they correspond to those words that they see on the television. We want the word info. We get trained to use the word main, but after a couple of months, we forget about main because info is in most of the listings. But we want to see the word info or general info. Sears. I got to tell you, I love Sears because no matter where in the country I'm looking, and we handle a number of area codes around the country. If I put in Sears Space Gen, if I just put in Sears, I'm going to get the auto shop and the portrait studio and appliances and menswear and women's wear. But if I put in Sears Gen, boom, up comes general information, throw it to Jane. I am so happy with Sears. I truly wish others would get into that. Lines that get me out of trouble. I'm sorry, I don't show a separate directory for that town. Is there another nearby city? Okay, Podunk is too small. Their numbers are blended in with Roanoke next door. And Roanoke I can find. Actually, our regions, when we hit that expand location button, spread out into very large areas. They think that because Podunk is 50 miles from the nearest city, that it couldn't possibly be a Roanoke number. Well, yeah, probably it is. And we need to know that. We'll look where we can. Amazingly, a lot of people never read the front pages of their telephone directory. It's amazing what kind of information you can get out of that. For one thing, since deregulation, dialing zero only gets you to your local telephone operator. If you need a long-distance operator, you dial two zeros, 00. This concept has been in effect for at least a decade, and it is truly amazing how many people have not yet figured this out. I truly wish the FCC would get with the phone companies and make them take one full page in front of their directories, and in the top half of the page, in very large print, say, zero is your local operator. In the bottom half of the page, in very large print, 00 is your long-distance operator. Maybe not a full half page, but underneath that, you can have the numbers for finding out who your long-distance carriers are. Plural. You have two long-distance carriers, or you could have two. Probably you have the same people for both. But to find out your long-distance carrier, you dial a free number, 1-700-555-4141. Your long-distance carrier will pick you up and drop you a recording saying, "Hello, I am the Mumble Corporation providing your long-distance." However, you also have a local toll carrier. There are LATAs, local access and transport areas. somewhere in the front of your telephone book, it may tell you that. Some telcos don't want to scare you by using the term LATA, and they'll just say it's your local telephone region or some other nonsense. But for your local toll carrier, you dial your area code followed by 555-4141. You may get the same recording. You may get a different recording from a different company. And this is the company providing long-distance service, but within your LATA. It's within state, and it's basically anything that's not a toll call, or excuse me, not a local call, but does not go outside of your LATA. These are local toll calls, and you can have a separate carrier. It's worth going to some of the websites. I think there's 1010-info.com, which does nothing but research the prices of different companies, both as long-distance carrier and as local toll carrier. And it's worth going through those and finding out who gives you the best deal and getting there. Now, maybe your local phone company will have a special deal of a quarter a call within the LATA, in which case you want your local company to be that local toll carrier. Check into it and find out. On my notes, I have NPA-555-4141. And NPA is the internal telco abbreviation for a numbering plan area. A numbering plan area is basically an area code. But it was once I heard that they were going to split my area code in 407 in Florida, that's when I, as a geek, as an old phone freak, knew to jump up on the website of the North American Numbering Plan Administration, NAMPA.com, and found the list of area codes. You know the list. 201 New Jersey, 202 DC, blah, 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 blah. And there are these gaps that were marked available for geographic relief. Okay, I went down the list. I saw 321. Wait a minute, 321. I'm also a space cadet. That's why I live near Cape America. I saw number 321, available for geographic relief. That's when I brought down the web browser, brought up the word processor, and started getting on my testimony for Public Service Commission hearings. The rest of this is history. Bad examples. I had this call last week. Somebody called up for the R.S. Strauss Company for auto parts. They insisted it was R.S. Strauss because a sign outside the auto parts store says R.S. Strauss. Sure enough, it was listed as simply Strauss Auto Parts. But because they insisted on the R.S., I kept looking for it as R.S. Strauss. I gave them a not found report. So you've got to do that market research. Why I hate copyright lawyers. I get calls, Public Storage Warehouse, please fine. Warehouse is spelled W-A-R-E. Warehouses are for merchants who store their wares. This is fine. The men's warehouse is spelled W-E-A-R, for the clothes men wear. Well, I have finally figured this one out. Some of my 600 best friends haven't yet. There's an outfit, I think it's in California, the music Warehouse, W-H-E-R-E, house. Where are you going to find the music, man? It's not their tagline, it probably ought to be, but I don't live there. I've never seen one of their stores before, so. But I finally just put in music and looked for it in a small town, and it came up spelled that way. I hung my head and said, sorry, here's your number. Send her off to Jane. And now I know how to spell warehouse for the music warehouse. But I hate copyright lawyers. Telcos are among my worst cases. First off, Verizon Wireless has a listing in every small town, podunk, and everywhere else. And in those places where Verizon is the local telephone company, trying to get past the Verizon Wireless listings is a pain in the butt. You try and look for Verizon Customer Service, you try Verizon Consumer, and Verizon's in so many different states, and they're all listed in so many different ways, can't keep track. And what I go through trying to find a Verizon number to give to people to just get new service, it's atrocious. The telcos themselves are their own worst enemies. Southern Bell. down in Florida, we have a number, 780-BELL, 780-3255. Well, that only works from within Florida. Furthermore, it only works from within your area code. You've got to put your area code in front of it if you have 10-digit dialing. Put another area code in front of it, you won't get there. It's a special exchange. The 780 exchange is special and will transport you magically to wherever they have their call center, probably Atlanta, because that's where they'll send the base. They may have local call centers that will switch off during the day. I don't know. But the thing is that if somebody up in the Rust Belt can't reach Aunt Millie or wants to pay Aunt Millie's bill for her because she's too weak to be able to cut a check, trying to find them a phone number they can reach from out of state is, again, a pain in the butt. You generally can't find one. We try. Some of us, me, try like hell, but we still can't find a good one. What I will usually do is switch off to Atlanta and find a 404 number they can get into, and then hope it's not a special exchange that only George can reach, and then they'll be able to get Emily's phone bill paid. When you get a new area code yourself, tell people. If you have elderly relatives, don't tell them to change the area code. Tell them you have a whole new phone number, and the phone number is, and give them the area code and phone number. The calls I get after a changeover is, oh, they changed the area code. Yeah, but that was 2 years ago, Rams. And just, you've got to get the word out to people. Companies, put your new area code on your trucks. You think your truck doesn't travel outside your area code? Put your area code on your building signs. The new one. We've got billboards in Florida. It's been 3 years now. They still say 407 on an obvious Cocoa exchange or an obvious Melbourne exchange. They're driving trucks from Melbourne to Orlando with the 407 area code on the truck. And of course, the person, anybody seeing the number on the truck wants to call and get that service, is not going to be able to reach the company, because they're going to get a chain telling them, I'm sorry, the number you have dialed is not currently service, or it's another error message. They won't get there. Put area codes on your sign, even if you don't have 10-digit dialing. If some tourist comes through and sees your truck and jots down your phone number and then goes home, golly, I wonder which area code and that state they're in. If the area code is part of the phone number they jotted down, they'll be able to reach you. Would be useful. Restaurants. When you list a restaurant, please put the word restaurant in your listing. You know, just Shake Charles. Sounds so chic. But when I get a call, I want to be at a restaurant on Deutsch Street. I don't know, it's French. Yeah, just give me a clue. If it's an ethnic restaurant, give me the ethnicity. Yeah, Mexican restaurant. There's a Mexican restaurant at Fort. I can put in Mex, restaurant, I can hit a keyword button, and if those two words come up, and 4th Street, I can give the listing. What I can't do is quote a Yellow Pages search. By FCC tariff, so I'm told, I am not allowed to do a Yellow Pages business category search. So your listings, please, in, probably now, a lot of florists, any florist. Well, a lot of florists have gotten wise and will actually list themselves as Roanoke Florist. They are my godsend, because if they give me the two keywords in their request, I can throw them that number. Some people with toll-free FTD numbers or something are catching on, and if I see a bunch of toll-free numbers of the say Roanoke Florist, I'll look for the local number, because what they're trying to do is save a couple of bucks and call a local florist and just give them their MasterCard over the phone, rather than the FTD, which will charge them also for the fax, the local florist. which is what I should be doing, but that's not true. I'll try and find that local number that says Rhode Island Florist and throw them back in the drain. But please, if you have some identifier of what type of business you are, put it in the listing so that when they call, we can find it. As I say, do the market research. Run a survey of your customers. How do they ask for you in the directory? Get listed that way. It's not that hard. How do you do that? Go to your local telephone company. Tell them, I'd like an extra listing, please. A couple of bucks a month. You'll get more phone calls that way because we can find you in the directory. People are very lazy. They don't want to look up the phone book anymore. Can't find the phone book anymore. Or they've been sent it out to the outhouse to use because the Sears doesn't publish catalog anymore. You never know. But the trick is that that's how you get listed, not only in the directory, but with directory assistance. That database is processed and migrated up the food chain from the local carriers to the internet exchange carriers, and that's when we get it. That's when we get access to it. Radio stations. Are you KISS 105 FM, or are you WXYZ? WXYZ is Detroit. But the idea is, don't list just your call letters, list your frequency, list your logo, being a KISS FM or whatever. Or we've got one in Florida called The Hit Kicker, a country station. Be sure to spell that one right. And but list these things in the phone book. If that's all you're saying constantly all day is The Hit Kicker, 102.7 FM, then put those things in your listing. If you then only have it as WKCB for your callers, and you're not making those callers evident to your listeners, that's not what they're doing. If you're only doing it once a time of the hour for the FCC spec, then that's not enough. 5 times an hour, you're telling them you're the hip kicker. Make that the listing, or get an extra listing so that we can find you and help your listeners reach you. That's the purpose of directory assistance, to help the caller reach the called party when they don't know the number. You've got to help us. TV stations as well. That one lists your call letters. List your channel number. Put the letters TV in there, so we can use that as a keyword. And your network affiliation. Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, whatever. Because that's what people are after. I want my Fox station in Roanoke. Yeah, okay. And maybe we can find it if you put those keywords in your listing. In the past couple of weeks, I actually went looking for a standards organization. I figure if I can catch this at the data entry point, maybe I can help my job, because believe me, I submit changes to the database department almost every day. They hate me in there. But it's because I want to try and get the database cleaned up. That's only our small part of the database at our company that handles for the IXC we work for and a couple of other places. But it's not going to help every other directory systems operator out there. It occurred, I sat down to think about it while preparing this talk, that I need to reach the standards agency that handles directory assistance topics. And I think I found the Alliance for Telecommunications Industry Solutions. They have an order and billing subcommittee, which below that has the Local Services Ordering and Provisioning Committee. And that's where directory assistance standards live. I just called the guy a couple weeks ago and spoke with him, actually, I got in touch last week with him and then left on vacation to come here and give the talk. So I will be getting with the Standards Committee and pass along these points to them, hopefully get it to the telcos so that when they do data entry, some of these key words can be put into listings to help us, the grunts with the headsets, who are trying to help their customers reach the parties they want to reach. With luck, we can do that. Hopefully, I don't know how soon, but we'll try and make it better. And that's pretty much the end of my topic, but I had one friend of mine who dropped me an email and suggested that I add in a talk a bit about telemarketers. A couple of words you should say to a telemarketer when they call you. Oh, I'd love to talk to you. Can you hold on just a minute, please? When you hear the incessant beep, 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 I'll be going off the hook. you'll then know it's time to go replace the telephone handset on the cradle. Thank you very much. Are there any questions?
We have a mic.
Yes.
You mentioned contacting your local company if you want to get listed. What about people who claim that their number is still improperly listed from an older list? Can they call the same local company or a different party?
Okay, the question was if about people who want to be listed, if they claim that they are improperly listed. Yes, we get those calls. I pass them on to a supervisor who's supposed to jot them down on the form and submit them. But I do tell them to call their local telephone company because that's where it all starts. That's where a directory listing starts at the local phone company and works its way up the food chain to the IFCs and long distance companies.
Yeah. Why, when there are chat lines that have out of the United States area codes and it's not listed where they're on a, that they have those chat lines.
Okay, the question is that there are chat lines with out of the country area codes that are listed in the directories, is that it? And the parents get the bills. Yeah. That's a case where that company actually pays to have the numbers listed. And particularly in Yellow Pages, because what's the Yellow Page company do? But it sells advertising. It is fraud from a number of standpoints, yes, but that needs to be taken up at other levels. That's not a directory assistance problem per se. When they call directory assistance, asking for those, I would look at where they ask me, because they're looking for chat lines in Philadelphia, although these things are listed in the Philadelphia book, but then go offshore. They're not in the Philadelphia directory. I give them a top-down report, because, of course, I can't find them in the Philadelphia directory. Well, no, I search for them. Well, I don't know if that's what you're looking for. See, I'm at a call center. I don't know what is in Philadelphia. And so I'm only responding to the customer's request. He's requesting a chat line in Philadelphia. All I have none. Not done. Questions? Well, I don't know that cell phone directory assistance will come. When I get a call and they want somebody's cell phone, I simply tell them, we do not have cell phones in our directory at this time. The thing being that people get charged for receiving calls. So the question is, does the person want to be listed? Now, there are some numbers in my directory that do come up and will say mobile phone and some taxi companies. It's just a one-man operation. The guy has a cell phone in his cab with him, and he takes calls. He pays to have his directory listed because he wants to receive calls. He wants to be found in a directory, especially in directory assistance. But for the average cell phone user, it burns up to minutes. And the theory is that you will give your cell phone number to anyone that you want to have it. Yes.
So you're talking about the regional area code. Since you're actually listing the area code, I thought that's really cool because I will remember that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was referred to as one of the first vanity area codes, the area code 321. The gentleman saying that his sister actually lives in the 321 area code and thought it was cool that the countdown capital of the world would have area code 321. And that was the whole idea when I took the Public Service Commission. And one of the commissioners suggested that it's just the kind of sugarcoating they both put on that kind of problem people were going to have with changing their area code. And so he went for it. And as a matter of fact, he was then the chairman of the commission at the time of the cutover. Yeah. Pretty cool. However, it was not the first vanity area code. The first vanity area code was again Florida. And the Florida Public Service Commission just requested the number quietly, got it. And so the Miami overlay is 786, which spells sun. And some of the local motels down there would then get a funny word, seven-letter word, and, you know, sun, visit, FLA, or whatever. And They're good men. Oh, and in, I think it's Lexington, is it, where they have the 859 area code? That's spelled UKY for University of Kentucky. So I think they got it from the 321 months ago about 321 Kentucky area codes. And NANPA is pissed. The North American Numbering Plan Administration hates the concept of vanity area codes. And I'm so pleased with this. Well, just a little bit. As a matter of fact, it was interesting, after the Public Service Commission hearing, the chairman came up to me. The chairman of the commission came up to me, and she told me that they had gone to NANPA and had requested such a list, because I had provided in my testimony, and they had been told it was proprietary. So she was very thankful for my testimony, very appreciative, and thanked me profusely for providing me with the information. I think she then went back to NANPA, written them a new one, and got us the number. As I say, there are notes that will be up on the internet at CheshireCapitalist.com. I'm also the fellow that does the PostCon webpage with links to all the newspaper articles and photos. If you have photos of the kind you'd like to put up, please email me, Cheshire@2600.com. That's C-H-E-I-R-E. CheshireCapitalist.com, and I'll set up the link. If you go to CheshireCapitalist.com/H2K/, you'll find the page I did for the last convention. Many of the photograph links still work, many of the newspaper article links do not, but some of them still do. And I appreciate any help in getting together newspaper articles and photographs of the convention. There will also be, there's a talk of planning and getting in the third track at some point with internet links on telecommunications. And that's up there at CheshireCapitalist.com/h2k2/telecom.htm. Now, telecom.htm is in all uppercase because I create this in Notepad with three fields, run it through a Quick Basic program, and of course, Quick Basic only puts out file names in all uppercase. .htm, so it conforms to the 8.3 of Microsoft. Is there another question?
There used to be a website. Well, there is a website, 555-1212.com. And they give reverse listings. When it's called, it's the address.
555-1212.com, gentlemen tells me, will give reverse listings. Also, AT&T has anywho.com. BellSouth has therealpages.com. Excuse me, just realpages.com. I think Verizon has superpages.com. And most of them will also give you a reverse lookup. Happy to have gotten the answer before the question. I do that at Jeopardy all the time. any other questions? Yes. Probably the question was, anywho used to just put in an MPA XXX, NXX plus enough for the exchange, and it would pump you out a whole bunch of numbers. They probably thought people were using that for various purposes, such as telemarketing and such, and decided to discontinue that. And just a quick software change took care of that. That's all I can figure. Or it was running on their servers were jumping on too much. A number of possibilities, but they decided they didn't want to do that anymore. Other questions? Yes.
How fast do changes of the record system database propagate to the low level of the
database? Thank you. The question was, how long does it take for a directory assistance change to propagate from the local company to the long distance company? I tell people 4 to 6 weeks, 4 to 8 weeks. When I got a new line put in, it took me 10 weeks to finally find it in the directory. And I checked, you know, every couple of days. But, oh, wow, I'm in! You know? And I know I'm not anymore because I'm only on my cell phone now. But, yeah, that's about 4 to 8 weeks to migrate up the food chain from the locals to the IOCs. Any other questions? Cheshire@administrative.com. You have to help. Thank you. sale. I'm flopping or CD-ROM for $15. They're again in HTML. They work on any browser. And I also have copies of a newsletter I published called Space Launch Info, which has all the tourists in Titusville on launch day. As I said, I live on the space coast, I like to watch things go up, and I like to share the knowledge. And there's a company, Gator Tours, that trolls International Drive in US 192 in Kissimmee, and directs people from the hotels in the attractions area. And these people have no clue that there's a shelter going up, where the astronauts are, where the payloads are, and it's just to help them with a little of what's going on in the flight. The newsletters are $2, and the books are $15. Thank you.